So I guess I can say I'm a little like Mr. Randy, Brother Randy. I didn't want to get into the ministry. It was never my dream goal to pastor that church. To see my daddy, my mama, daddy, 43 years in the ministry, he was good at it. It was something to see for me, but I said, I don't want to do it. Daddy, you need to find somebody else. And then he didn't quit. Came back to me a few years later and said, well, what you thinking? I said, well, the Lord's speaking to me. I just don't know how it's going to work out. And yesterday morning when I woke up and it felt like somebody had a ratchet strap around my chest. And I realized it was a dream. It wasn't in reality, but it was as real as it could be. And I just started saying, no. Enemy, you do not have any place right now in this situation. And I woke up and I rolled over to my wife and I said, I need you to be praying about this. And she said, what's wrong? What's wrong? She thought it was physical. I said, it's not physical. I said, it's spiritual and I need you to pray. And she immediately started praying. And I thought, you know, that's how God uses things. He didn't allow the Spirit to do it because he wanted the Spirit to do it. He allowed the Spirit to do it because he wanted the final outcome. And when she started praying over me, I said, that's why he allowed it right there, because she needed to utilize a gift that God's given her. And so when I woke up and got up, I said, you know, the enemy's coming against this thing. Amen. That means we're doing something right. Amen. If he ain't coming against us, we ain't doing it right. I guess I'm just simple in that thought. And so for this group that's got together today, we doing something right. And we're going to continue to do something right. And I'm just glad that God's given us this opportunity. We're going to close this part. We're going to come back at 7 o'clock. I told Brother Jeff to be prepared to do something after lunch, but I think what we're going to do is we're going to close this and we're going to come back at 7, and I'm hoping that people bring their wives and their kids and we have a good time of revival. But it's special to be able to do this with y'all. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for Michael and David and Uncle Jackie and Tom and Christian and Jay and Uncle Lanny and Justin and Brother Randy, Mike, you know, met Jeff this week in person, but I've talked to him several times on the phone, and when we got together, it's like we've known each other. You know, it wasn't like I was thinking, well, how am I going to get him back to Texas? You know, sometimes you run into situations where you feel uncomfortable and you're like, how can I get out of this? But we're going to come back tonight and in the morning. If you can't make it, invite somebody to come in your place. If you can, bring somebody with you. We got the baptism pool back there. Called a cattle trough. We got a heater on it. And this is the one thing that, you know, I thought about, and we talk about the scripture. We talk about denominations. Can you imagine being John the Baptist and Christ coming to you and saying, I want you to baptize me? And then what we've got to do is look at what the scripture says. He didn't say, hey, go get baptized and then make disciples. He says, go make disciples and baptize. We as men, we get things messed up. I do it all the time. Everybody in here that knows me can vouch for it. But what we got to understand is what the scripture tells us to do. If we'll do it, if we'll go make disciples, the baptizing will happen. Amen. The work's going to get done. We're going to see change. We're going to see people coming to Christ. And somebody said, well, it was Brother Andy. He said, I'd like to see this whole field full. We do too.
That's in the makings.
That's in, you know, it ain't about that building over there.
Church is in our heart.
It's us. It's wherever we are. You know, sitting talking to them, they hang out around water troughs out there in Texas. That's church. Well, all we got to say is got to be in a building with some rectangle windows and
stained glass.
Yeah, I mean, we got, it's comfortable. Sometimes he ain't about comfortable. He's about us being uncomfortable. So, thank y'all. 7 o'clock tonight. I'm going to dismiss us in prayer. Dear Lord, we just thank you for today. We thank you for the Holy Spirit coming, moving in a way that only he can. We thank you for your provision, your guidance. We thank you for the fellowship, the brotherhood. We thank you that we've met, been with people that we know if we need help, we can call on. And I just ask you to be with us. I ask you to be with the service this evening as we come back, that you would bless it, bless our time. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.